Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a look at Tech Capital's final results that were released this morning. We're going to be taking a look at the financials, and we're also going to be taking a look at the progress of the four portfolio companies. And to do that, we're very kindly joined once more by Dr. Clifford Gross, the CEO of Tech Capital. Cliff, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
My distinct pleasure, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for asking. And again, thank you very much for being back on the podcast. So we're going to be looking at the financials, as I said. We're also going to be looking at the outlook. But I think a good place for us to start, Cliff, would be please, if we could have a breakdown of the operational progress of the portfolio companies over the past year.
Absolutely. Let's start with Guidant. Guidant launched its first sort of business class remote monitoring and control center in Boca Raton, Florida. It's really a remarkable center, which has the lowest glass-to-glass latency in the world for remote monitoring and control, to our knowledge. And they signed up their first major reoccurring revenue client, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority. They've also inked reseller agreements with Ovitech, a leading Estonia autonomous minibus manufacturer, and Adistech, a leading AV software provider, so that these two other companies will be basically value-added resellers for the Guidant software stack. So each of the either software programs or vehicles that are provided by those other companies will include a Guidant remote monitoring and control software going forward. So it's a lovely, cost-effective way to penetrate other territories. And then Guidant also reported that it successfully tested its new regenerative shock absorbers to good effect with a tier one tire company. And they're now seeking commercial partners for it. The second, Innovative Eyewear, announced that they have inked an agreement with Authentic Brands for the license of the Reebok brand for smart eyewear worldwide, which we're very excited about. And they also launched the first ChatGPT-enabled glasses, which is really a milestone in the eyewear industry. This is the first pair of glasses that actually accesses generative AI on the fly. So it's a tremendous achievement for a company of any size. Bellascura had disclosed that it had received orders of up to 6,500 next-gen Discover R portable oxygen concentrators, and it got approval from the Hong Kong Department of Health for its Explorer portable oxygen concentrator for distribution in China. The market for portable oxygen concentrators in China is estimated to be north of $600 million a year starting in 2027. And then last but not least, we worked diligently on the Microsalt initial public offering during 2023, and it was consummated on February 1st of 2024.
Thank you very much, Cliff. So moving on now, I think the best place to move on to would be the financials. Now, of course, that the numbers were somewhat backward looking in terms of the valuations of the portfolio that we saw this morning. However, you did make a note in the full year report of the performance since the end of the year, going up to just a few days ago. So it'd be good to get your comments on the fluctuations that we've seen and what you feel it means for Tech Capital going forward.
Well, we think it's a bellwether for the year. As you know, financial results are backward looking. But as of May 20th, yesterday, our estimated portfolio valuation was roughly $75 million, which means we recovered the entire fair value depreciation recorded in 2023. And in fact, we exceeded the $55 million portfolio valuation, which we reported at the end of 2022, by about 36%. So yes, we're definitely on the uptick in terms of the growth of our net assets, which we're quite happy about, and we hope that that continues throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you very much, Cliff. So I just want to pick up on the macro environment. It's not been favorable over the last 18 months, 2 years. And of course, that does cover the period for the financial results. So I just want to get your views on the macro environment and how much you feel that plays a part in the disconnect we've seen at the moment between the Tech Capital share price and the underlying net asset value of the portfolio companies.
It's pretty pretty significant, the difference between the market cap of the company and our net asset value. We trade at a very significant discount. And I guess somewhat philosophically, Ben Grossbaum, who came from London, was born in 1894. He moved to New York City, went to Columbia University, changed his name to Benjamin Graham, and became a professor of finance at Columbia University. His most famous and most successful student was Warren Buffett. Ben Graham is the father of value investing, which Warren Buffett learned to good effect. And he was famous for saying, in the short term, the stock market behaves like a voting machine, and in the long term, like a weighing machine. And so, not to be too philosophical about it, we think over time, the weight of our net assets will win out and the arbitrage will close out.
Fantastic, Cliff. Thank you. So at the beginning of this year, we learnt of the intentions to make an investment in a generative AI company. It was alluded to in the report as well. And I'm sure investors listening to this would like to know a little bit more. So do you have any firm plans? What does the time horizons look like? Can you tell us a little bit more about what the plans are for the generative AI company, please?
Yeah, sure. We expect to launch a generative AI company this summer. And we think that generative AI is probably the most significant technological improvement in the last century. I know that's a large statement, but I do believe it's correct.
Thank you very much, Cliff. So to finish off now, of course, we've outlined the progress over the last year, and I'm sure investors are going to be particularly keen to hear what excites you the most about the year to come, please.
Well, we're really thrilled about the opportunity of our portfolio companies to improve the quality of life of the customers they serve. And as they begin to mature, that becomes more of a reality and more likely to happen. And we're also sort of equally excited about the potential to aim towards $100 million in net assets in the near future, which we think is very good for the shareholders long term.
That's great. Thank you very much, Cliff. Thank you very much for being with us today.
That's my distinct pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you for your time.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.